right, that's right. Good afternoon. How you doing today? Hey, we've got a great show for you this afternoon. You know who I am. I am Ann Eller, and I am with Renee Robinson. She's with Greenwood County Adult Education. And I tell you what, the more education we get, the more basics we get under our belt, the better off we are. And I'm sure that since you've been doing this since 2010, that you can have a lot of interesting things to tell us. So welcome to the show today, Renee.
Thank you so much, Ann.
It's great to have you here. But before we start talking about Greenwood County Adult Education, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Somerville, South Carolina. I'm from the Low Country.
From the Low Country. And what brought you to the Upper Country here?
Love.
Love? Okay, you found yourself a man from this area?
I did. My husband's originally from Hodges, and we met at USC. Go Gamecocks. And
as she's sitting in the Clemson chair.
And we moved here after we had our son. We decided to be close to family.
That was helpful.
Yes, quite.
Quite. Well, that's terrific. So now, when you were growing up, what did you want to be?
Actually, I've always had a passion for the underdog. And so when I was a little girl, I wanted to open my own orphanage.
You were just going to take all the kids in from all around.
Exactly. Exactly. I just wanted everybody to feel loved and important and special.
Absolutely. Now, you went to college for retail management.
Retail management, that's right. I realized that being an orphanage owner might not bring the income that I thought I wanted at the time.
At one point, I wanted to raise Afghans and St. Bernards, and I realized the same thing. But so you got a degree, let's say you got your four-year degree in
interdisciplinary studies. I actually have an associate in retail management, but because I wanted to have a bachelor's degree as well, I continued my education there at Carolina and kind of did my own major, did a combination of psychology courses and upper-level business courses.
I think that would be pretty interesting. Why don't they all just have interdisciplinary classes where you put together your own degree?
Well, you know, it's an option, and I know Lander offers that also, but it was interesting for me. It gave me a little more flexibility mm-hmm. than having a standard business degree.
Sure.
So I still got to feed that other side of me, the socialization part of me, with the psych courses that I was able to take.
Now, I think it's really interesting. When you moved up here, you started to do some work over there in Abbeville with the school system. What type of job did you do there?
I was a parent educator. Abbeville at the time, I think it was back in 1995, mm-hmm. they were able to secure a parenting education grant. And I was a part of that team. I would go in and do home visitation with single parents. And I also work with parents who did not have their GEDs, believe it or not. So I would go in. We would they would come on site to the adult education center there. And then we would work with the children of those parents and then teach them parenting skills.
What do you think is the most important thing as far as working with young parents learning how to be parents in today's world?
I think one of the most important things that parents should remember is that they are their child's first teacher. It's never too early to read to your child. It's never too early to talk to your child. Believe it or not, your child loves you to sing to them. They will not criticize your voice, so it doesn't matter what you sound like. You just need to talk and read. And that's even a part of the services or the encouragement that we give our students. Family literacy is a component of adult education.
Absolutely. So even though you never opened your own orphanage, you were working with kids.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think that's really neat. And then you came over here to Greenwood and did basically the same thing.
Exactly. I worked with District 50 for 1 year with parent education and then transitioned into case management for 2 years. And then kind of took a big swing from the school system and worked for my church for several years.
Well, that's neat. And then, you decided to go back in?
Well, I actually got a phone call from the former director of adult education. They had obtained a grant to work with displaced workers. There was a group of gentlemen who had been laid off from Grady Foundry. Mm-hmm. And
that was a huge layoff.
Right. And they secured a grant to do adult education and also computer literacy. And I came in as a computer literacy teacher.
How about that? Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how you got to where you are today.
That's how I got to where I am today.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think it's very interesting. You wanted an orphanage, and yet even though you didn't have one, you were helping parents teach parents. Do you ever hear back from any of the parents that you helped?
Yes. Every time I go into Walmart, I normally see someone, and I'll notice somebody waving at me in the aisle, and I'll think, okay, I know this is a former parent, a former child, a former somebody. But I've had an opportunity to see a lot of the families, and those babies that I used to have are now growing up. They're in the school system. So it's exciting to see them as time has passed.
Absolutely. And I'll bet a lot of them look back on that experience and maybe at the time weren't so enthusiastic about learning some of these things, but as time went on, they probably saw that it was helpful and really helped their child.
Exactly. I get a lot of thank yous, which is always wonderful to know that I did make a difference.
Absolutely. Well, that's terrific. Well, what do you do with Greenwood County Adult Education today?
My title is Transition Specialist. And the best way I could describe my position is that I'm the bridge between the GED test and the next step for those students, whether they decide to go into employment once they earn their GED or pursue higher education through Piedmont Technical College, or if they decide that they want to enlist in the military. I'm kind of the liaison between adult education and that next step.
You know, it's getting a GED for so many people is such a big step. Mm-hmm. And particularly, I think, in South Carolina, we have a big problem of people dropping out, going. You know, it used to be you could go to work in the mill.
Exactly.
We don't have the mills anymore.
Right.
But we do have the need for education. And, of course, everything tells you if you don't have that education, you can't get to the next step.
Right.
So how many students do y'all work with at adult education?
Well, so far this year, we've provided services for over 400 students.
Since January 1st?
No, since the school year started.
Okay.
August. I'm sorry. August 2012.
Okay, all right.
What we have is an open enrollment policy. In other words, you can start at any time throughout the year. Some of our students have been with us. We have a few students who've been there since 2010, but they're continuing to make progress. We have other students that come in after 4 or 6 weeks, they're ready to take that GED test and then move on. So it's a revolving door. Everybody works at their own pace. And that's the good thing about adult education. We won't ever kick you out. We're going to work with you until you're ready to take that GED test.
It doesn't matter how many times you have to take it.
It doesn't matter how many times you have to take it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's important to get that piece of paper.
Right.
And it is, you know, I would imagine for people that have not gotten it, it is a real sense of pride to be able to say they have it.
Exactly. And, you know, what's wonderful is when you see what I consider our seasoned students, mm-hmm. Our students who are about my age or older, who come in and they're a little apprehensive about being back in school. Some have been out of school 20, 25 years. Mm-hmm. And they get in here and they work hard and they realize that they can achieve that goal of earning their GED credential. And so when someone passes a test, we have a party. There are lots of tears, screams. We just have an awesome time because we understand the level of commitment that it took to achieve that goal.
Absolutely. If you haven't been, you know what, if you haven't been in school in 20 or 25 years, I don't care whether you have that high school diploma or not. It's tough to go back to school.
Sure.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we try to make that transition for them as easy as possible. We're a support system. We have people there all the time. We take all of our students to an orientation so that they can be relaxed and they can know up front what's expected of them and what we can provide for them through our services.
Sure. Now, I tell you what, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Renee. We're going to talk about where adult education is, some of the aspects of it, how if you're sitting there saying, I need to do something, you can see about doing something about it. Hey, don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
All right. We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are talking with Renee Robinson. She is a adult education transition specialist, and I tell you what, she's got a lot of information for us this afternoon, and I certainly hope if you're sitting there or maybe you know somebody that could benefit from some of the extra help, because the job market is definitely competitive.
Yes.
It's no longer a market where you can just walk in the door and say, I'm here and put me to work.
That's exactly right.
And so many places you have to apply online.
Right.
And if you don't even have the basics, whether it's a GED or this work keys we're going to talk about or some of these other certifications, you'll never get to the next step.
Exactly. The job market, I would say, in the last 5 to 10 years has come tremendously competitive. Years ago, you didn't even have to have a high school diploma or a GED as long as you were a hard worker.
Right.
Now, companies, businesses want a guarantee that not only you can do the job, but you can do the job effectively and at the standard that they need it to be done. And so adult education is in partnership with other agencies, along with Piedmont Technical College, in providing work keys certifications. And what WorkKeys basically is a nationally recognized certification that says to businesses, companies, agencies that this worker has the skills necessary, and those skills have been tested through an assessment.
Now, that they may not be the work to run a machine or something. These are skills that say you are ready, you know how to read, you know how to do all these things that allow you to learn the next step.
Exactly. And it's not just manufacturing. These are skills that are needed in the office. They are needed in hospitals. The questions that are on the WorkKeys test span a wide range of career fields. So this is something that a student could take along with their GED, high school diploma, and walk in and attach this to their resume to show that my skills have been tested. I can do the job. I can do it effectively.
Absolutely. And I would presume that if you got that here in South Carolina, that would be good in California, too.
It would. It would be good anywhere across the country. When you earn your WorkKey certification, that certification is good for 5 years. So you can travel with it, take it anywhere, and do lots of job applications. One company that comes to mind is Boeing down in Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
They require WorkKey certification to even be considered for employment there. Several companies in Greenwood are beginning to require WorkKey certification.
Wow.
Yeah, Covidian is one. There are several that are recommending it. So it's a good thing to have. It gets that extra foot in the door for you.
Sure. Puts you ahead of a whole lot of other people.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
And when you're looking for a job, you need to have all these, any advantage that you can garner, you need to have.
That's it. Exactly. And we're just excited that we're able to provide that for our students.
Now, you said Greenwood was a test community.
One of the pilot communities initially. What Greenwood is striving to become is what's called a work ready community, and that's a national certification saying that we have a certified workforce that is ready for any incoming businesses or companies, those that may be considering Greenwood as a place to start their business.
Mm-hmm.
That we've got a workforce that is ready to meet their needs.
Now, what does it take to become a work certified community?
You have to meet certain criteria. You have to have a certain percentage of the workforce have their WorkKey certification. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get that work base, those people who are currently even employed, those who are unemployed or those who are underemployed, to come in, take the WorkKey courses, classes with us, and then take that WorkKey certification test.
How many people do you have to have WorkKey certified to qualify? Do you know any idea?
Goal for Greenwood for the adult education population is I think we're right at a little over 400. That's our goal for this year. We're working on it. We're plugging along. I gave a test just this morning to a young lady, and she got her silver certification. So we were excited about that.
Okay. But do you know, our workforce has how many people overall? You're working on 400, but how many people overall have to be certified in Greenwood to be a work-ready community?
Well, there is a website on, it's Work Ready South Carolina, and it has a breakdown of those numbers per community. And so, and I don't want to misquote, so I know the adult education number, but we're striving for that. And there are several businesses in the area that are in partnership with the education community to make sure that we achieve that goal.
Is that going to happen this year?
Oh, yes,
that's going to happen this year. So that's another star we can add here in Greenwood
exactly,
County.
Exactly.
Well, that's really cool. Now, you know, we always think of a GED, but GED can come in many, really many shapes. For somebody that's a young person to somebody that's a much older person.
Exactly. That's exactly right. What the GED program is an alternative to that high school diploma. There are many reasons why some of our students come our way. Some of them had to drop out of school because of family issues, some of our students, the traditional setting of high school just didn't work for them, and they turned 17 and decided that school wasn't for them. And then later on, they realized the value and the importance of that education, and so they decide to come back to school, and they come to us. And then again, there are those older students who may have dropped out, been successful as far as work is concerned, but then with the turn of the economy, realized that they needed that piece of paper in order to continue employment or to advance in employment, and so they come to us.
You know, I bet one of the hardest problems to deal with is adult illiteracy.
Yes.
And that, and you know, I've had several people on, and I actually didn't realize this, but if you don't continue to read, you can lose the ability to read. I never realized that.
That's right.
But that's an amazing fact. And so when people lose that ability, if they've been in a job where it really wasn't necessary, maybe working on a machine or something, and could watch TV and get their news and this type of thing, they never had the real reason to read.
Right. And we recognize that, and we try to address that with our students in several ways. When you enroll in adult education, we give you what's called a TABE assessment test. It's the test for adult basic education. And so it's not a pass-fail test. It just lets us know what level you're on so that we can best serve you. If you come in and your reading may be at a lower level, we have teachers who will work with you at that level. We have lots of resources that we take advantage of, we use with our students. We actually have a newspaper that's online that our students will read. If you're even at a lower literacy level than that, it's audio so that you can hear it as you're reading to build those reading skills again.
Absolutely. Well, these are the type of things we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about the fact that the GED is actually changing up. You're going to have to take it online, I think. And we're going to be talking about some of the other things that you can get through Greenwood County Adult Education. Our guest today is Renee Robinson. She is a Greenwood County Adult Education Transition Specialist. And we're going to talk about some of the issues of transitioning and how you get there and what you do. But it's all really interesting stuff, and really interesting stuff because it can help you get a job. You know, one of the issues that we have today is the fact that we have so many underemployed adults and young people out there that really need to make more money. If they make more money, then they pay more taxes, and then the government has more money. Isn't that the way it works?
That's the way it works.
Hey, I'm Ann Eller. I'm here with Renee Robinson. It's time for South Carolina News. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is Philip Biffle, your Greenwood Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? If not, there are several reasons we think you should. While interest rates are very low, certain income strategies and investments could help increase your investment income. Also, many investment portfolios are out of balance at a time when proper investment diversification may be most critical. You also may want to review your portfolio to consider replacing lower quality investments with higher quality investments that may be at attractive prices. No one can control what the market will do next. You can, however, take advantage of investment opportunities that exist today. At the same time, it is important to be well positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Please call me, Philip Biffle, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Please call me, Philip Biffle, at 229-0444, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
All right, we're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. I have Renee Robinson with me. We have just been talking about travesty, that you must be able to write a paragraph in full sentences.
Yes.
That we need cursive or some type of ability to write, and we mourn and we wonder how will society move forward. Don't you wonder about that?
I do, and I just hope that in this instance, instead of moving forward, we move backwards. I think we're losing things, or we're letting things go that are valuable, even in the education of our children and our adults. I would hate to get to the point where I never got to see a beautiful handwritten letter from someone, or a paragraph written, or a poem written by hand, as opposed to having it typed, or worse than that, text to me.
Right, because we're losing the ability to actually have full sentences. You were just talking about one of the things with the GED.
Correct. One of the components of the GED test is that you have to write an essay.
Oh my
and
God.
It's going the new test you'll have to write too, but we won't tell them about that yet.
Okay.
But with the essay writing, what they're looking for is content. They want to make sure that you know what you're talking about and that you're able to explain it fully and completely, which means you have to write incomplete sentences. You have to have a complete thought when you're writing your essay.
You can't use that text shorthand when you write it out?
No, you cannot write in text terms.
So, you know, I can't believe that we actually might be doing away with cursive handwriting, but that's what's starting to happen.
Yes, I think what they're saying is there's just not a need for cursive writing, and I don't know a whole lot about it. I do know from talking to some of my friends who are in early childhood and in elementary ed, they were saying that with technology moving, you know, everybody has an iPad, children are computer savvy whizzes at the age of 4 and 5. There isn't as much of a need for handwriting as there was when we were in school, but I beg to differ. I hope we don't lose that art of writing, especially cursive writing, and at least being able to sign your own name with your unique signature.
That's right. That's right. So we'll see how this moves forward. There has been a little bit of backlash, but not actually that much. I think it could happen on a national level, and I have heard of parents teaching their children how to write, and particularly in some school districts where they have started that. But when you actually go in to get your GED, you said you did an assessment for them.
That's correct. Every student, the first step for enrollment actually is taking the assessment test. And that allows us to place students in the proper classes based on their test results. It's not a pass-fail test. There's no pressure. In fact, we just want to know where that student is, so that we can provide the best services for that student when they become, you know, start attending classes with us.
And I think it's very interesting that somebody can come at any time. I guess once you take those tests, if you had to step back and then come back, you can do that. Is that correct?
Yes. We have open enrollment. So we test every Monday afternoon. The test is a three-hour-long assessment test. And we test all of our students in reading as well as two forms of math, applied math and math computation. And one part of the math test is taken with a calculator, the other is without one.
Oh my God, without a calculator.
I know, it's scary. No, but they do well. And then once they take the test, the next day they're able to get their test results. And then after attending a three-hour orientation with me, then they're able to begin their classes.
That's great. Now, it's not only just for GED. I understand you have English as a second language.
Yes, we do. We are real excited about being able to provide that service for our citizens in the community whose first language is not English. You can be a part of the adult education program working toward earning your GED, or you don't have to be to still participate in those classes. And those classes are free for any of our residents here in Greenwood County.
Now, do you have to be a U.S. citizen or have your immigration papers, or how does
that
work?
We do not ask for that documentation.
Okay.
When you fill out the application, we just ask for your address just to show that you are a resident here in Greenwood County. And those classes are offered on Monday and Wednesday evenings from 5 to 7. We try to incorporate, along with the conversational English, civics information so that our residents in the community can understand the importance of being good citizens and learning about the community as well as your state and nation.
You know, civics is one of those subjects that even in the school system is dropping out.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's pretty sad. Okay, I'm going to tell on all of you here in Greenwood that when you ask what the capital of South Carolina is, that people call in and tell us Lexington.
Oh!
That's right. But I think civics is something that would help not only in our local level, but on a state and national level, if we had more civics in the classrooms today.
Yes, and I know it's a requirement to obtain a high school diploma. You do have to take one semester.
One semester, maybe that's the problem. That's not enough.
And, you know, we encourage our students to read. We encourage our students to read the newspaper. We do have the newspaper online for our students. So we try to incorporate as much of that, not only for our ESL students, but also for our regular GED students.
Had you thought about taking them down to a county meeting,
That's a thought.
You know, that would be excellent. Or city council or county council. You know, they meet, I think, Monday and Tuesday nights. Wouldn't that be interesting to take them down there today?
That is a very good idea. And I will introduce that to Mrs. Watson, our director, along with our teachers. I think our students would actually enjoy that, to see how the government works.
Absolutely. And what better way to see it than right here on the local level?
Right.
Absolutely. So, yes, take them down there to county council. Let them see what goes on. You know, they've actually just are introducing a new ruling that will allow those to speak on the record on the issues that are on for that evening that they're talking about. So might be very interesting to take them.
Yeah, we'll have to look into that.
Absolutely. That sounds great. All right. So we're talking about getting GED. We're talking about ESL as a second language. We've talked some about the Work Keys program. Now, how long is the Work Keys program?
Our class is a four-week class that we offer. And the Work Keys test is three parts. You're tested in applied mathematics, reading for information, and locating information. And those areas, the questions are all targeting work-related information. So being able to read graphs, read charts, multi-layered graphs, being able to, as far as the math part, decimals, fractions, measurements, those types of things. And with the reading for information component, reading employee manuals, things like that.
Absolutely. Well, that's important stuff.
Exactly.
Exactly. May not be looking at Facebook, but it's, good. It's good stuff to be looking at and knowing how to do. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. I am here with Renee Robinson. She is with Adult Education. If you got a question, don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold dust at my feet.
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
All right, we're back. Sharp Facets Gallery right here on the 72 bypass between Bank of America and Burger King. If you have some gold to sell, you know where to come right here because we buy it as jewelry, not just as the gold. So whether it's gold, diamonds, sterling silver, flatware, hollowware, whatever you have, come see us right here. But let's talk a little bit more about getting everybody educated so they can get the good jobs that they need. And having a GED, having the skills to be able to move forward is very important. Now, we are going to talk a little bit about the GED, but I'm very interested in how you, as the transition specialist, work with Piedmont Tech.
What we do is when we have a student who has registered to take the GED test, I'll do what's called an exit interview with that student. And if that student wants to pursue higher education, the next step, regardless of where they complete their education, will be Piedmont Technical College. So we work very closely with their admissions department. They'll either come up to us or we'll go to them, sit down with that student, help them go through the admissions process, the financial aid process, and selecting those courses that they'll best fit what they want to major in as they're pursuing their education.
I would imagine that over, you've been there going on, I guess, 3 years.
Yes.
That there have been some stories of a few that have really stood out in your brain that got their GED and went on and did something or just were so excited to be able to accomplish this. What can you tell us about those that complete a particular story or two?
Two people come to mind. One of our star graduates last year came to us. He had a job opportunity actually with our school district. And one of the criteria, he was encouraged to get his GED in order to secure permanent employment with the district. Came to us, attended classes in the evening, earned his GED, and is now going on to earn his certification in HVAC at Piedmont Tech, is working full-time with the district. And just the whole process turned his life around.
How old was he?
Over 40.
Over 40. So, I mean, this is somebody that definitely did a second career.
Yes, yes. And his confidence to meet him now, he's a totally different person. The day he earned his GED, his mother called us and just cried. It was something that she had wanted for him for years.
That has to be a very rewarding
place
to be.
It is so rewarding to know that you play just a small part in someone achieving a lifelong goal.
Absolutely. So now he's going to school for HVAC.
Yes.
Yes. And he's working with the district full-time.
Yes.
How about that? And all because he got that GED.
All because he got that GED.
At 40 plus now, folks. Are you listening here? Over 40. Now, you said you had two stories that came to mind.
Yes, one of our December graduates, a young lady that I worked real closely with, and she was a single parent, actually took the GED test twice. First time, did not pass all five parts. But we worked with her. Her teacher worked real hard, focusing in on that one subject that she needed. She retested, was successful, and she's now enrolled in the transfer program at Piedmont Tech, with her goal being, after completing those 2 years at Tech, going on to USC to major in pharmacy.
Oh, my God. She's got a long road here, doesn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, but she's determined.
She's determined. How old was she when she started?
The first time she started with us, she was 17.
Wow.
Still wasn't quite ready. came back at 20 and was more focused.
Absolutely. You know, those are the things that just really warm your heart, don't they?
Yes, yes. Yes. It makes it all worthwhile. You know, even the challenges that we face from day to day, it just, to see those success stories and, again, to know that you played a part in it, it just, you can't put a price tag on that.
And I'll bet, when that 17-year-old girl had to drop out because she just wasn't ready, she didn't make the commitment and everything, when you saw her coming back through the doors when she was 20, I bet you really said, is this the time?
To yourself. You did. But then when we sat down and talked with her, we realized that the maturity had kicked in, and she recognized in order to make a good life for herself and for her child, she needed her GED.
Absolutely. So now she is at Tech.
Yes.
Going to transfer down to become a pharmacist. Wow. Those are the huge ones. But you know what? I'll bet it's not always the huge ones, too. Those are the ones that you can say put a big star beside, right? But the day-to-day, seeing somebody go from just not having that GED to getting that GED, and even if that's as far as they go,
it's still an achievement.
Sure.
We have students who started out in what's called our basic skills level, which is probably reading at about a third or fourth grade level, who have slowly but surely moved up, and they're now at that GED level. And to see them just be so consistent and determined to learn and see those steady achievements every time they take an assessment test, the scores go up a little more. That's what makes the day-to-day so worthwhile.
Sure. And for a parent to be able to read to their children?
Yes, exactly.
Or to help with homework?
Right.
Yeah, there you go. That's a tough one in today's world.
We might have some mad kids, but still.
Exactly.
But it's awesome. We had one gentleman who, his goal was to learn to read the Bible. He wanted to be able to read the Bible by himself. And so he came. We were able to connect him with Greenwood Literacy to work one-on-one with him. And he comes and he is learning to read. And he's able to read the Bible independently. And for him, that was his goal.
It's great to be able to accomplish a goal in life.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
Exactly.
Well, education is the key to everything that we have. One of the things that you said when somebody that Superintendent of Education Mick Zace on, and one of the things he was talking about is children being able to read in the third grade or the fourth grade at that third grade level is imperative for them to be able to move forward in this world.
Right. Literacy is the key that opens the opportunities, and it's never too early. I said it earlier, it's never too early to introduce your child to reading. And it's never too late.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, it's never too late.
It is never too late to start that process.
And so at adult education, is there an age limit? I mean, is there an age where you top out and you can't go anymore?
We haven't had anyone yet in their 90s.
Okay. So you'd be looking for a 90-year-old now, right?
You have to be at least 17. And in orientation, I tell our students, we are 17 through 70 plus. And we do have some seniors in our program. And we're excited about the progress that they're making. We're just as excited about having them be a part of us as that 17-year-old.
That's terrific. Well, listen, we need to go back and just talk a little bit about the GE test, what exactly happens in that. And for those that are in process of finishing up, you got to finish it this year. Otherwise, you're going to have to start all the way over. This is a new reg coming down, isn't it?
That is right. This is the last year of what's called the 2002 GED test.
They're a little behind.
They name it by years.
Right.
This test is the 5-part test that we've been giving now since 2002. If you have partially completed that test, this is the year to finish up. Please come by our office and see us. We're located at the Genesis Education Center, which is the old Northside Middle School building. Let's get you signed up to take the test this year, because January 2014, the test is going to change. The curriculum is going to be a little more difficult. It's going to align up more with the Common Core Standards, which is the national push for K-12. Also, the price of the test is going to increase. Currently, the test is $80 for the full battery. It will be $150 after that. And the biggest change is the test will be given online. There will not be a paper pencil version after January. So, again, if you started it and didn't finish it, now's the time to come in and take care of that.
And if you just want to start it now, you probably
can. You can
still
come
complete.
On in. You can come on in and start and get ready. We are in transition in our office. We are preparing to become a testing site for the new GED test. So once that is completed, we'll be there for you regardless of whether you take the current version or the new version that's coming in January.
Now, Renee, if somebody wants to call and get some more information, what's the number to call?
That number is 864-941-5450.
Okay, 941-5450. Give them a call. And also, can you just drop by and check it out?
You can drop by anytime. I'm there all day, some nights, but someone is there. Our office hours are from 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday. On Fridays, we wrap up things at 4:30. So come by, talk to someone, and let's see what we can do to help you out.
Absolutely. And if you want to take a less in-your-face approach, I suppose you have a website.
We do. We are part of the Greenwood School District 50's website. If you'll go to www.gwd50.org, click on School of Choice, you'll see Adult Education. Click on that, and all of our information is listed there.
Absolutely. So if you want to take a little more private tour to begin with, that would be a place to
start.
That would
be the place to go. And in addition to that, I'm glad you mentioned our webpage. We also have some links to some learning websites. So if you just want to do some exploration to find out more information about what the GED involves, there are links to a wide variety of websites there on our page.
Well, that's terrific. You know, I think that sometimes we talk a lot about all different aspects of education, but we kind of forget to talk about adult education, don't we?
We do, and it's never too late to start. We're here waiting on you. We are, one of our mottos is lifelong learners. We are all lifelong learners, regardless of where you are in the stage of learning. We are all continuing to learn every day.
And I guess you could say you are user-friendly.
Very user-friendly.
And, you know, I'll bet you have a lot of fun, too.
We do. We have parties. We don't have a prom, and we don't have a football team.
Okay.
But we do have a good time.
And that's what it's all about. And what you can give by becoming an adult educated person to your children and to your grandchildren is really the next step in helping not only yourself, but helping them.
Exactly. The best way to teach a child is to be that role model and set that example. If they see you studying, if they see you reading, then they're going to want to study and read. So lead by example. Come on in to adult education and be a part of us.
Absolutely. Renee Robinson, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the show here today. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Ann.
All right. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.